It would be nice to get one flu vaccine and then be done with it for the rest of your life. Scientists are working on it. Cincinnati Children's Dr. David Bernstein says the main problem is the flu strain changes almost every season, and researchers have to anticipate what it might be.
You know, this is an educated guess, but there is guesswork, and we often don't get it quite right. So that's why flu vaccines are less effective than a lot of the other vaccines that we routinely use.
Bernstein, who did his first flu vaccine trial in 1979, says the flu shot is less effective than COVID vaccines. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Just this month, the journal Nature Medicine published the results of phase one clinical trials of a universal flu vaccine that children's tested. Bernstein says it did what doctors had hoped.
The antibodies that we got were indeed broad, so they neutralized a number of strains. And, you know, that's the first step.
He says it'll take a few years to finish studying it. That vaccine was developed by a team of scientists at Mount Sinai. In separate research, a Norwood company is also trying to come up with a universal flu vaccine. Blue Water Vaccines is working with Oxford University in the UK. It uses mathematical models to protect people from all strains of the flu. Ideally, this would be with one pill during your lifetime. Blue Water expects to test the vaccine on people next year. CEO Joseph Hernandez thinks COVID has amplified the interest in vaccines in general.
We need to be prepared for these pandemic and these viruses that evolve very quickly. And I think it highlights the importance of the flu vaccine and importantly highlights the value of a universal flu vaccine.
Blue Water has done additional work on an evolving influenza strain out of China, the G4H1N1, which Hernandez says is potentially a pandemic strain.
Primarily in swine, but we've seen some evidence of the virus actually jumping into humans and causing, it's got a really high mortality rate. And so we're concerned, I think people are concerned that if that virus really sort of is able to propagate in humans, it could be very serious, even more serious than COVID-19.
Hernandez says that strain would be included in the universal flu vaccine. Something else that may play a role in the effectiveness of a flu vaccine is the strain you were first exposed to as a child. Cincinnati Children's Bernstein says you're imprinted to respond best to that strain.
So when you're infected years later with some different strain, your body reacts more so to the original one than the new one. Again, that's why we're not so well protected.
A new influenza imprint cohort study will study that. Then there are other questions like how the human immune system builds defenses against the flu. Cincinnati Children's is playing a leading role in that. It is tracking flu exposure and vaccine response among 2,000 sets of mothers and infants from the Cincinnati area and Mexico City. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.